I'm trying to. But our life is the better because of you are obedience to God. See, let me say this. Mom, Dad, we, myself, my wife, and my family, I'm saying this, and people, y'all may not even understand what I'm saying, why I'm saying what I'm saying. We thank God that God, I know God strategically put you all in our lives. And we owe our lives to y'all. Somebody say, I can't believe he said it. Well, you just don't know. When people who God has set in your life has been obedient to God and have poured their life out so that we could receive it. And my wife and myself and my family, we honor the Thompson family. We honor and my church know two things that I always do in my church. You know, I always let them know how much I love my wife, my family, and I always let them know how much I love Dad, Mom, and the Raw family. My church know I always, because we are deeply indebted to them. Deeply, my children, they know how I go. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna get in the word. How many folk can say that you never put your mouth on your man and your woman of God negatively? How many people can say that? We have never done it and never will. I know how it goes. My children know, amen, that we honor their family. Hallelujah. I got my little grandchildren, one and 2 years old, or two and three, something like that. I don't know how old them little boys is. All I know, them little boys tear up. But they see a picture, see Dad come on TV, and barely get talk, but they can say, Dr. Thompson. So, Dad, Mom, we just want to say how much we love you all, and we appreciate you all. And y'all haven't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. My wife, this is my wife for life. Hallelujah. My two girls, where my girls at? My two girls, right there, pray. Y'all, two girls, y'all wave. Praise the Lord. And my son, somewhere, taking pictures in the back. All right, praise the Lord. Amen. So, I hate to get up here, got up here just punked out, you know, just cry. But if somebody mean something to you, hallelujah. Let me see if I can do what the Lord told me to do. I better do it. Y'all just sit down. While I was, praying about, which direction the Lord wanted me to go in, the Lord, He gave me three figures. I say figures, I'm not talking about, money. I'm talking about three people. He gave me three figures. He gave me. Now, this might sound fleshly to you. But I really don't care how it sounds to you. I'm just going to do what the Lord told me to do. So the Lord gave me these three figures. First one was Jesus. Hallelujah. The second one was Dad. And the third one was Michael Jordan. You might say, what does God do? Just let me work with it for a minute. And so the Lord was the Lord said to me, he said, they all had got this one thing that they had in common. And so, I said, well, Lord, what's that? So he went on to just start, he told me to open up to, let's look at Matthew right quick. Matthew 21. I'm going to show you what he showed me. Matthew 21. And wait a minute. I'd like to say, amen, I have my World Shakers family here with me today, too. Y'all stand up. Praise the Lord. Took off from work. Praise God. Amen. But Matthew 21, the 21st chapter of Matthew. What in the world? Jesus, Dad, Michael Jordan. I say, Lord, where is he going with this? Starting at the 18th verse of the 21st chapter of Matthew. I should have used my iPad because I'm in John looking for Matthew. 21, Matthew 21, verse 18. It said, now in the morning he was hungered. As he returned unto the city, he was hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. And he said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee hereafter forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the point I want you to get right there. They marveled. Yeah. They marveled. Then in Matthew the 8th chapter. They marveled. Keep that in mind. They marveled. Verse 23. It said that when he entered the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him and saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why art thou fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled. And that was just, God showed me places where every time, you know, Jesus did something, they marveled. They marveled, they marveled, they marveled. Now, I, just for you, I looked up the word marvel. And it means that which causes wonder, a prodigy, a miracle, surprise, astonishment, to become filled with wonderment and admiration, to be amazed at something. Hallelujah. Now, they marveled. I mean, you know, when the wind and the wave and that sort of thing, they were going, and Jesus spoke to the wind. The Bible says, you know, and the wind obeyed. Well, they marveled. Well, the thing about it was, they really shouldn't have been marveling because they could have stopped. They could have done the same thing. But now, watch this. So the Lord said to me, he said that, let me go to Michael Jordan now. Now, he said this. He said that, you know, when Mike was playing with the Bulls before he got his championships, whenever Mike would get ready to do his thing, they would always, the team really wouldn't play with him. They'd stand back and they would. I mean, you know, he going up, he rocking the cradle and he dunking and that kind of thing and stuff. So, you know, they watching Mike, but Mike, they supposed to be participating. But they so busy marveling till, you know, they not working it. They couldn't win no championship with just Mike. Y'all ain't talking to me. So now when Mike got to the point to where he got them all, watch this. There was something that was on Mike. There was something that was on Mike. And once Mike got them to understand that, that's something that was on him. Watch this. What Mike had on him, he had the spirit of a champion. And so once he got them to buy into that, guess what? They knew that Mike was there to make everybody around them better. See, that's what Jesus was doing with the disciples. Amen, Jesus couldn't go out to see it until the disciples got it together. So he had to make sure, amen, that the disciples were doing what they were supposed to be doing so that they can get the result that that Jesus got. Y'all ain't talking. So, amen. So Mike got to the point to where, amen, Mike would he caused the people around him to become better. Amen. Mike coming down the court, glory to God. Amen. Mike, amen, throws the ball to Scotty. Amen. Scotty catches it. Oh, Jesus. And once they got a hold of it, amen, they start marveling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They start marveling, and all of a sudden, they went to participating. Y'all ain't talking to me up in here. Y'all sit down. I receive. So, when they got it together, guess what? They started winning championships. So then the Lord showed me Dad. Hallelujah. God say, I blessed him. My goodness. The Lord said, you know, Dad can't think about something unless it show up. Him and Mom, they go to thinking about it, show up. And he'll tell you about how God has blessed him. And many times the people just marvel.
But dad is trying to get you to see, amen, that you need to participate in this. Dad say, what's on me is only on me, amen, for you. Y'all, please sit down. Let me break this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The only reason what's on him, that he always telling you, amen, what's on me is on me for you. So that's why, glory to God. That's why dad, when he moving in the spirit and that kind of thing, a lot of times, amen, we get caught up with dad moving in the spirit and we marveling and we missing what he's saying to us. Yeah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And there are some things that God is speaking out of his mouth. And we so busy marveling until we're not really catching it. See, what's on him, see, everything is not taught. Some things are taught. So there's, amen, there's an anointing that's on that you got to, you're going to have to catch it. Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me. Y'all sit down. Let me take my time. So, he makes the announcement. I didn't come to get money from you. I came to get money to you. Come on, I'm going to help somebody here now. And because of our religious mindset, and when people are bringing money to dad, folks say, I thought he didn't come to get money from us. I thought he was coming to get money to us. What crazy is because you don't understand the process. You don't understand the process. You don't understand the process. Can I help y'all? I don't want to get testified too early. Can I help y'all with something? Because dad makes a statement something like this. He said, you can't be around me and stay broke. Well, I know it's working because every time I look up, something's showing up. Come on, y'all don't want to talk to me. See, glory to God. Amen. I'm born and raised in the park. Oh, Jesus. Come on here now. Let me go here with my people over here. You know what I'm saying? My park people. Hallelujah. Guess what? Hallelujah. Look. So I really came out of the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? But even if you came out of the ghetto, you can't be around dad and stay ghetto. Come on, y'all ain't here. Now y'all heard, y'all said, let me just, I'm gonna work with this thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I told y'all, I think it was a camp meeting, that, for my wife's 50-year party, I threw a big old party because I saw how dad and them rolled. But had I not been connected, you know them brick gyms? Why y'all want to look at me like that? You know the brick gym? Y'all know the brick gym. Y'all had parties in the brick gyms. But see, we were downtown at the Hilton. Yeah, yes, hallelujah. Yeah. I'm talking about where it got that big old window in the back where you can look over the river, the Mississippi. Yeah. Hallelujah. And so I kept, you know, we went down there and I kept, blessed my wife. Hallelujah. God, that's $500. Well, don't give me the check if you don't want me to look at them. That's a good check. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, hallelujah. Look, Holloway said, you're going to take this seed. Because see, the reason he say that, because, you know, sometimes, you know, when he and the LTMA, I'm going to tell on you, Holloway. You know, I'm going to tell, I'm going to show you. Yeah. Look, Holloway say, Philip, man, I got to bless you, man. You, I said, no, you don't. You bless Dad. Don't you don't bless me. You bless Dad. I'm going back to this side. But y'all look kind of hostile over there, boy. Jesus. I told him, no, you one of the circle members talking about they're going to buy me a pair of shoes. I said, you're not buying me no shoes.
Come on.
Hallelujah. No. You buy Dad the shoes. You don't buy me no shoes. I'm not no assistant dad. Oh, Jesus, help me. Hallelujah. So, but following Dad, I learned how. See, if you marvel at somebody too long, you start getting jealous. If you don't start participating, if you don't start seeing something happen, y'all ain't hearing me here. Well, I started participating. And I want to say in September, I think it was, I got a check for over $130,000.
Come on.
Set up straight in your seat. Don't lean down now. Set up straight. Hallelujah. Bump your neighbor and say, set up straight. Dad came to the church 2 weeks ago. Left that Friday. And think of that Tuesday. I had a lady call me up and she was offering to bless me. She was offering, can I bless you? And you know me with my crazy self, I'm about to talk to a woman clean out of blessing me. Hallelujah. I said, well, you know, she said, well, I see how God is blessing you because how you sow. So, said, I want the same thing to happen in my life. I said, you know, and it wasn't no little bit of money. It just one person, but it was $13,000. Oh, you ain't got to clap for me. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to be spiritual, Dave. I'm trying to be spiritual. What did the Lord tell you? When somebody want to bless you with $13,000, don't never ask them. $13,000, man, you know the devil ain't tell them. Hallelujah. I'm following Dad. Look, listen to me. Glory to God. I'm following Dad. And I'm loaded. Oh, y'all ain't got to be hating on me up in here. Oh, you ain't got to be hating. I receive. Y'all take a good look at me, boy. Because y'all looking at a millionaire in training. Y'all gotta take a good look now.
Take a good look. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's another check. $50, God. That's a good check. I gotta check you out. Now, that girl and her husband, they built a brand new house from the ground up. Remember my church from the ground up? They 22 and 23 years old. I receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord, help me up in here.
Now let me, so now, Dad has been talking to us, and Dad has been trying to get us to participate. Been trying to get us to participate, trying to get us, because we got, because what's on him, it's on him for us. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the only way that we're going to be able to do it, I mean, unless you crazy, deaf, I'm trying not to use the other word, stupid. You got the soul. Now, you know what people said? You know what people said about me? They say, man, that man is crazy. Man, he's giving, he down there giving Dr. Thompson all his money. I'm going to find some more to give him. Hallelujah. Look, I'm talking about if it's working like it's working, somebody better stop marveling and get in line here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen. Dad say little things like this. He throw little hints out to you. You got to grab them.
That's right.
Dad said, I followed my dad. I was at every meeting. I sold. And I had, this is what really got me, Patrick. I was in a barber shop. Y'all leave me alone. I'm going to my lesson. That's why you're broke. I was in a barber shop, and this pastor, he was sitting there, and so the barber introduced us because he knew we both pastors. So he introduced us, and so I said, hey, how you doing, sir? And I knew the guy, you know, because you know he was from around the Baton Rouge area, and so he said, I asked him. Did he know Dad? I was telling him who my spiritual father was. So he said, oh, yeah. He said, I know. He said, we used to go down to camp meeting and all that together and stuff. And he used to be going behind the stage, giving that white man his money. Look, so he said, man, he giving that white man all his money. What's wrong with him? He lost his mind. I bet you ain't giving none of mine. That's what the guy was saying. He said, but if I knew then what I knew now, he said, I'd have been giving a white man my money too. Wait, watch this. he said, now, he had enough sense. He said, look at his life and look at mine. And I mean, I saw how the man was dressed. Oh, come on, y'all. Now, you could be, them tight suits would tell on you. But the man said to me, he said, look at his life and look at mine. Then he said, look at his ministry and look at mine. The man got about 30 members. And I'm not trying to compare none of that kind of stuff, but what really hit me was that Dad got results from what he was doing. And this man, because he couldn't honor, like Ron was talking about, the prophet. Oh, Lord, don't make me go there. Don't make me go there. See this stuff about, I love you. And you're not ever sowing. I'm going to tell you a secret. Lord, help me to say this. Sometimes I have to make sure that when I'm sowing in the dad and mom, I have to make sure that I add my expectation, because sometimes I give to them, I mean, just out of love. If you don't give me nothing back, I ain't. But they got a promise connected to it, so I have to expect for it. So I have to expect God to do something. So, but the Lord has, I give, listen to me, 50% of the money that come to me, I give 50% of that into the kingdom of God. I give 50%. And wait a minute, hold on, don't clap. And sometimes, especially, you know, when you're sowing, people think you're trying to show off and all that old kind of foolishness. No, that's jealousy and competition. That's what that is. The Lord told me, man, I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, why is this and why is that? The Lord said, Jeff, stop trying to fit in. See, what my anointing is, Dave, it's to rub people wrong. It's to provoke folk. To provoke you. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. I'm doing everything I can. I'm trying to talk real soft and that kind of thing. I receive. I'm trying to talk. Hallelujah. When people bring money to you, boy, you got to stop talking for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You got to get. let me go with this because I want to show you something. All right. So this is what the Lord showed me. The Lord said, all right, Dad has been telling us how, he's been sharing with us revelation after revelation. But it don't do no good for us to sit up in here and just marvel about the revelation. What you doing with it? What are you doing with it? Do you really want to prosper? Do you really want to prosper? Or are you just shucking and jiving? God told me, God said, look, and the reason why I'm giving 50% into the kingdom of God is because, guess why? Because I know this work and I got to keep on working until it hits. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Because guess what? It's happening. It's happening. You understand what I'm saying? And guess what? Dad, when I become a millionaire, women are going to have to tell me. Because I don't know how much money I got. Hallelujah. Oh, look. Oh, baby, it's working. Tell somebody, say, it's working. It's working, baby. It's working. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell it. Glory to God. I'm going to tell it. Hallelujah. Because as long as you're around here, you stand there, you're going to stay broke. Glory to God. But you got to do something that you ain't never done before. Sometimes, oh, y'all ain't talking to me up in here. I told you, my wife, I said, when I gave the first $1,500, I said, baby, the Lord said $1,500. She said, that's all we got. I said, that's something the Lord knows, just how much we got, give it to him. My wife said, here, you give it to him. Threw me the checkbook, glory to God. But guess what? Now she ain't throwing the checkbook no more. Now, glory to God, she writing the check out, hallelujah. Oh, somebody up in here. I'm telling you what the Lord told me. Amen, in this meeting, God is going to raise some folk up. Amen. That people not going to know you, glory to God. People not, Jesus, help me in here. Amen. Folk not going to know. Amen. See, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I tell you how it's going to happen? We got to sit down. Let me tell you. Give me that gas can. I'm about to blow something up here. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, lack. We about to blow lack up in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Could somebody stop these people from giving me this money?
No.
I ain't trying to be spiritual. I'm trying to show somebody out on the internet. Amen. I had nothing to do with this. This, my seed is doing this. My seed putting pressure on my harvest. Oh, Jesus. Y'all, oh, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Mercy. Now, I'm not saying, it ain't no competition, so I'm not trying to be the first one to give Dad $100,000, but I'm going to give him $100,000. You watch, God dog it, you watch me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wait, let me put this down.
I know y'all want to know what that gas can for. I'm like, hallelujah. Put on a step. All right, put on a step. Put on a step. Put on a step. Put on a step. All right, you got it? All right, all right, all right. Put on a step. All right. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right. Glory to God. All right. Now. Y'all sit down. Let me tell y'all what this for. The Bible say that we are kings and priests unto our God. Hallelujah. A lot of folk know how to function as a priest. You know, you're praying, you're praising, prophesying, but we're not operating like kings. Hallelujah. Man, the kings wasn't passive. You understand what I'm saying? When the king says something, man, you know, it had to come to pass. Whew. Hallelujah. All right. Now, in order to blow something up, don't nobody call. Nobody call 911. I'm gonna show you how to blow something up, though. Man said, "The man that came in." Hallelujah! Look, see, you got to. See, you got to love mom and dad to come up here with a gas can and matches. Because they got some people up here in some of these corners to pick you off. I never will get through this demonstration, boy. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. All right. So, in order to get an explosion, the first thing you're going to need combustible substance. Hallelujah. The second thing you're going to need a detonator. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So dad has been trying to teach us from the word of God so that we know how to blow something up. See, if lack is present in your life, it needs to be gone. And from this meeting, amen, a whole lot of lack will be erased up in here. Y'all can sit up in here. You can sit up here and act like I'm just throwing words out here trying to fill up space. The Lord, amen, the Lord talked to me. The Lord told me. The Lord said, amen, that's something that I'm going to do. Some of y'all, it's going to happen supernaturally. Some of you all, come on, help me in here now. Some of you all, but you're going to have to work this thing. You have to walk it on out. All right. So you got to have a detonator. And then you got to know the process of detonation. All right. Here you go, Marvin. You hold that. Now, I gave Marvin what it take to cause something supernatural to happen. Ain't nothing in there, Marvin. Now, the whole time, Marvin did exactly what y'all was thinking about. I wonder if it got gas in there. No, I don't have no gas up in there. Marvin, shift that bag. But Marvin said, I want to see what's in here. All right, so... This is what Dad has been doing to us, Marvin. He's been giving us what we need from the Word of God. Yeah. But guess what? If we don't use it, it ain't Dad's fault. Yeah. And see, that's what Marvin. Just walk across here for me, right quick. Come on. Just walk right across there. That's what a whole lot of us look like in the spirit. We got what it take. But we're not using it properly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, say, it's time to make something happen. All right, sit down. We're going to make it happen. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. We're going to make this. Lord, Marvin knows it. Marvin wanted to see, boy. Marvin, all right. All right.
Y'all can sit down, y'all can sit down, y'all can sit down, y'all can sit down. I receive. That's a good check. I don't care. That's exactly why I'm doing it. I've been trained by the best, boy.
Come on. Say it. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My goodness. I got. Lord, help me. All right, I'll do that. Turn to Deuteronomy 8. Okay. Now, the king, God, what God did, God called us to be kings and priests. And there's a reason for God having the priest and the king in partnership. Hallelujah. Because even in the Old Testament, the priest, whenever the priest had instructions for the king and that sort of thing. So God had to bring these two together. So we are priests and we are kings. So we got to start operating in our kingship. Dad been trying to tell us, you got to operate from the inside. We've been trying to do it from the outside, but it's not going to work on the outside. Because the devil don't respect. He don't respect you when you start trying to work something from the outside. Now, in Deuteronomy 8. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm going to run through this right quick. Deuteronomy 8 and 18. It said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee. Give me the gas can.
Yes, sir.
It is he that giveth thee
power
to get wealth.
Yes.
It didn't say that he was going to give you the wealth. He said, but I'm going to give you the power to get wealth.
Right.
Look at your neighbor, tell him, say, we got to make something happen, man. We got to make something happen. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, we're going to blow something up here. We're going to blow something up. We're going to blow something up. We're going to. Blow it up. Let's set it off. Let's set it off up in here. Somebody say, let's set it off. Let's set it off. Look at two people. Say, let's set it off. Let's set it off. Set it off. Glory to God. Let's set it off. So he gave us the power to get the wealth. He didn't give us the wealth. He gave us the power to get wealth. So if he gave us the power, if he gave us what we need to get it, then why is it wrong to have it? So he gave us the power to get wealth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So now that's something that I've got to start as a king. I've got to start decreeing. I heard Dad teaching. Dad say there's a time, you know, when you're confessing the word of God, then you're going to affirmation. But that's a time when you start decreeing. When you start decreeing, guess what? Amen. You start because of what's in you, because of what's been placed in you, because of the word that's in you. You start just declaring things. You start just saying things. Hallelujah. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me go to one more scripture here. Luke 10. Hallelujah. Luke 10, come on. Luke 10. 17. And the 70 returned again with joy. Tell them, it's time to stop marveling. It's time to do something. Time to set something off. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. You got to, see. A lot of times we're looking for everybody else to do it for us, but God said, you got to do this. As a king, see, kings made war. Y'all ain't hearing me. Kings made war. A king didn't play around. A king will start a war in a minute because that's the way that he would get the provisions, amen, for his kingdom. He started a war. And then he'll start a war. Not only start it, amen, he'll finish it. Hallelujah. So, it's got too many people starting something and ain't finishing. Oh, Lord, I don't want to take y'all back to my street days because, boy, I'll finish something. You understand what I'm saying? Let's go here to the 17th verse. Hallelujah. It says, and the 70 returned to him again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, behold, Satan, I beheld Satan as lightning fall to the earth. Behold, I give unto you the gas and the matches. He told the disciples, I give you the gas and the matches. You got what it takes, glory to God. Now go and do something with it, hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, go and do something with it. Go and do something with it. Why are you sitting around waiting, talking about what's happening in other folks' life? Why are you spending so much time gossiping and talking about folk? Why don't you go ahead and make something happen in your own life? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, don't make me go there. The Lord said to me, Jeff, if you're gonna really prosper, there's something that you're gonna have to do. I said, okay, Lord, what you talking about? Y'all sit down, because this is gonna hit you right here. Most of the time, we want to prosper, but the Bible says, see, the word is powerful. The word is the thing that's got the power to make something happen in your life. But your mouth is the detonator. Your mouth with your faith is the detonator. So, see, I can sow seeds all day, but I'm not saying nothing. That's why Dad have us all the time to do affirmations, to say something. And you set up that dad say, say it, dad, say, say, don't sit there like look like somebody crazy, say something. Yeah. And you set up there that's cute. Yeah. And listen to me. A king does not talk softly. Come on. A king demands what he wants.
Yeah.
That's good. Hallelujah. In this conference, y'all need to call a meeting. Everybody here, when you get home, you need to call a meeting. Call a meeting with all your bills. Get them all in the pile. Dad told us this. Call a meeting. Say all of my bills, I'm getting them all. Putting them all right here in the living room, in the conference room. And I'm going, oh God, help me. See, it does not take just me saying thing to detonate. It takes faith, so I've got to have some kind of corresponding action first. So that's why my sowing go me in there. I have to sow first. Y'all hear me? Mm-hmm. Watch this. I have to sow first. I say I have to sow first. Then after I sow, that's when the war break out. Yeah. Okay, all right. Y'all don't believe it. How many of y'all, when you sold something, look like all hell broke loose when you sold it? Yeah. It's because, amen, once you sow, amen, that's when the enemy start declaring war. Yeah. But you got to say something. And let me say something like Dad say, all this stuff ain't the enemy. Right. Some of this stuff, all your negative thinking, all this stuff, most of it, right. You the problem. I'm trying to help you. I'm going to help you or hurt you. So, Lord help me. So, I've got to sow. But when I sow, I got to start decreeing something. Hallelujah. See, the Lord gave Dad the words to detonate. Y'all don't hear me? See, when I sow, I don't just sow, and I'm not talking about the Lord gonna supply all my needs either. But I sow, and then I set it off. Money coming. Get out the way, because there's something about to happen. Glory to God. See, oh, Jesus. Look, glory to God. It's about to, amen. Something about to happen. Glory to God. See, watch this. You got to get out the way. See, that's what expectation is. I know something about to happen. I got to get it out the way. Glory to God. And once it go, glory to God, I go and collect the spoils. Hallelujah. So you're going to have to, oh, geez, take that. So you got to say something. You got to sow first. I got this. I got to go to this scripture here. Lord have mercy. I got all these notes, and I ain't studying about none of them. Let me say this. Oh, Lord, see, I wanted to go to Ecclesiastes. Nah. Come on, because we finna set something off. Come on, we finna set something off. Go to Psalms 50. Let's set it off. Psalms 50. See, man, Dad been trying to help us, and we don't even realize it. You sitting around marveling. You need to be participating. Dad say, I need some folk, amen, 1,000 people to give, 8,500 people to give $1,000 for that jet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so he said, you got 2 years to pay for it. Come on, let's blow it up. Let's blow it up. Let's blow it up. Psalms 50. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy here. All right. Psalms 50. Verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. We've been making pledges and vows. The Bible say, you got to pay it. Now, this is what I want you to see. This is what I want you to see. Anybody in here ever been in some trouble? Some of y'all in trouble now. How many of you know you can make a vow? See, you don't just want to make the vow. You want to make the vow and you want to, see, because you got to decree something. The trouble that you in, the vow, you saw in the vow, is going to get you out of it. Okay, let's read the Bible then. 14? I'm on verse 15 now. He said, after you done paid the vow, he said, and call upon me in the day of trouble. And I will do what? I will deliver thee, and thou shalt do what? You mean to tell me a vow will get me out of trouble? Yeah, if you pay it. So, what I do is, I make the vow. I'm going to take you to a scripture you like, Psalm 66. I'm going to show it to you right here. Because we like to shout about the wealthy place. But it got something right after the wealthy place. Verse 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but thou broughtest us out into a. And boy, we be shouting, oh, in the wealthy place. But wait, keep reading. And I will go into thy house with burnt offering. I will pay my vows, which my lips did utter, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. What? You mean to tell me if I'm in trouble, I can make a vow, glory to God? And then in Job 22, after he's talking about, amen, he talks about, amen, acquaint yourself with God. Then he starts talking about making a vow and paying it. Then you can decree a thing. You need to shut your mouth up until you give some money, glory to God. That's why it ain't working. You're trying to talk without giving the money. Hallelujah. Now, I'm getting ready to go sit down. Now, tonight, we got matriarch night tonight. And all those of y'all that got amnesia, I just want to bring it up just in case y'all forgot. Hallelujah. And we have a goal of $61,000. That's the goal. That's not the cap. I'm going to decree. How many of y'all made a vow? I know you want to decree your own. You want to get yourself out of trouble. But I decree. See, a king don't be shy about decreeing and saying things. Like, I'll never be broke another day in my life. I don't care who's around me. I don't care what they got to say. Man, forget you. I'll never be broke another day. You ain't got to say it. I'm going to say it. Because I'm the one trying to keep from being broke. I ain't going to never be broke. I ain't say nothing about you. You say what you going to say. I ain't going to never be broke another day in my life. I'm about to set something off. Tell you this, I'm about to set something off. You're going to leave this conference, glory to God. And you, amen, after you've sown your seed, you can't stop sowing. You got to sow systematically. Yeah. Tell you this, you got to have a systematic seed, baby. Yeah. I can tell you something right now. My wife and I, we don't never come to dad and mom presence without giving them, y'all ain't hearing me in here, without sowing in their life. Well, why you got to say that for? Because I want you to know that you're robbing yourself. Do they need it? No, I need to give it. And what we doing for mom tonight, mom ain't asking for nothing. She don't need it, but we need to give it. And so I declare in here tonight, we giving $61,000 and over tonight. Can somebody shout with me up in here? I want to let all hell know we're going to give over $161,000 here in Word of Life in Darrow tonight. Now, I got one more thing to say. If you're not coming tonight, I want your offering today. Because see, some of y'all, oh, I ain't going to be able to make it tonight. Look, I'm talking about beside, amen, the morning offering. I'm talking about, amen, for, amen, the birthday gift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to, look, let me tell you something. We're going to reach that mark. I'm telling you right now. We're going to exceed it. We're going to exceed it. Hallelujah. I know God got some guns standing by. That if it look like it ain't going to be met. We're going to make it happen. Hallelujah. Who don't lack it? I said, who don't lack it? Man, the reason why it's not happening, a lot of cases, see, it can't be by competition. Ain't no competition. I got to give on my level where I am, man, but I got to be consistent with it. Me and Wilma and I, man, we cut down on buying clothes and all this kind of stuff. I mean, I had an addition that I was getting ready to put on my house, and we canceled that. I got a pretty nice house now. Where the haters at? You see, you can't follow dad. And see all this about... What you talk? How they say it? You need to do now in these times. You need to kind of cut back. No, I'm giving more. I'm giving more. That's the only thing that's gonna get me out. About a couple of months ago, I heard Carlos talk about the brother that was at his church. That you know, because of his seed, how God raised him up. Hallelujah. I heard Ron talk about, amen, the one that was at his church, that because the Lord, because of his giving, the Lord, how the Lord raised him up. Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all something. The devil tried to kill me. What? Man, I didn't know what was going on with me, man. I went to the emergency room, and I mean, you know, just my head was feeling woozy and carrying on and stuff, and I didn't know what was going on. And so I didn't know it, but Wilma, she texted Dad. Hallelujah. And I didn't know, but she told me, she said, Dad on his way up here. So the first thing I told her, get a check. What? No, see, I know what I'm doing. I know how to work this. So I said, get a check. To get a check. So she got the check and she wrote the check out. So when Dad got there, he starts speaking prophetically. And I was latching on to every word he said. My daughter, she got it, she recorded it. See, because you don't have a prophet come in and speak like that, and then you just let it just slip by. So she recorded it. So Dad prayed, and then before he left, the Lord told Wilma, said, get all the cash you got in your pocketbook out and give it to him. Hallelujah. So Wilma dumped. She dumped. She had a big roll. She gave. So Dad prayed, and he left. And so they carried me into one of the rooms doing a CAT scan. And so we had this lady who rolled me in. The lady said to me, she said, you one of Dr. Thompson members? I said, I'm his son. She said, I'm not trying to be spiritual, nothing like that. She said, but that was such a presence that when he walked into the hospital, She said that there was such a presence. She said, I was standing there. She said, and I said, my God, what's on this man? So while she rolling me in the wheelchair to the CT scan, she said, I feel that same presence on you. Wait. Hold up. See, he released something that she, the same anointing that when he walked through, he left something in the room. Y'all ain't talking to me up in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So then the Lord gave him a word that all is well. I don't know about y'all, but I need somebody in my life, man. I mean, I had no idea the devil was trying to kill me. But because of my sowing, because of my honor, because of my respect, hallelujah. And that's why, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm saying it's bagging up. I will, look. You see, I got that gas gas can in the matches. Somebody mess with mom and dad, talk to the family. I'll blow you up. What? Yeah, I'm spiritual. Glory to God. But don't listen to me. When somebody, I'm setting up. I don't get no trouble. Dad, I thought I was going too long. Hallelujah. So when somebody have poured their life out, man, that's not something for you to take lightly. That's not something for you. That's not something like when somebody gave their life. I mean, just pouring out, just pouring it out. And you're just going to walk on that? Oh, no, we ain't going to have that. Not up in here. Not up in LTMA. Right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say not up in LTMA. And y'all that ain't in LTMA, we ain't going to have it with y'all either. Hallelujah.